And we're back at H&R AgriPower in Russellville, talking with a gentleman we just met today, but it seems like we probably should know him, Mr. Tony Jones, Senior Equipment Specialist in sales here. Good morning to you, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you getting along today?
I'm just wonderful. Good to meet you. How long have you been working with the crew here at H&R?
A little over 18 years.
18 years. And what, you've been involved in the equipment business for a long time, though.
Yes, I did. I had equipment history before I managed a truck line, and that's where I knew the Hunt family.
Right, okay.
And that sort of took a second career after about 21 years and
right.
Come to AgriPower, and that's where I've been at ever since.
Good folks to work with. I mean, you worked with your wife knows Dana pretty well and worked for the whole family all these years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, knew Wayne for years at AgriChem, and I guess the Lord had blessed me. I come from one family atmosphere to another. Uh-huh. And of course, what we come to work every day is get to work at family here, and then we call on family farms every day. And I mean, their success is what drives ours. And it's never ending. It's all family, but at the same time, it's all business. I mean,
it has to be.
Yes.
Has to be at the same time, the investment you got out there in farming and cropping. And but you mentioned the family aspect. A lot of people say, well, you know, farming's not family. It is very much family in Todd and Logan and the surrounding area.
It is. And I mean, and of course, we've been here now long enough to see second, third generation farmers coming up and doing. It's a proud moment for us to see these guys and track their success. And then when it goes to the next generation, and I love seeing these guys that hand it off to their sons, and then the sons hand it off to the grandsons, and it's a proud moment. I mean, it's sort of like it is for us, and I mean, it's what we see with even young salesmen or young management people that comes in that work for us, and I like to see them, you know, grow within the industry, and I think this is a wonderful place to learn agriculture in another kind of way, because I didn't have an agriculture background, but it seems to me like I've been to college ever since 2006. So, yeah. And I can tell you, if you work with the Hunts and you work with Wayne, the curriculum is hands on every day, and that's right. And we work hard every day. And like I said, our main goal is to work hard every day and to drive the success of the farms that we call on.
Oh, yeah.
Without them, you know, we're not needed.
Yeah, and customer service is really, you were talking earlier about a story that went out to Farmer's Field one time, and Mr. Wayne himself was out there watching the combine, but that's what this company is built on.
Yes, sir. It's a hands-on, and I mean, and it's one thing makes it easy for us. It not gives us our drive every day, but it makes it easy for us to relate back to the reason that we're here. Yeah. And, you know, and whether we're at the top of the world as far as wonderful times in agriculture, or we in the baddest of times, you know, we all are in this thing together. And I don't think any of us can, when it gets tough, can go home and say we're going to put our head in the sand and say we're going to give up. But what we have to do is put our boot laces a little tighter and pull our britches up and go back to work and get back to the business at hand. And that's survival. And as well, that's what we try to do each day. And we're very blessed not only to have a good place here to work, but to have the wonderful we get to call on and try to be a part of. That's our whole goal, is to partner with them and help drive their success. And then their success will trickle down a little bit to us and help us to grow and help our success. But that's our main goal.
What are farmers talking to you about this year, Tony? What are you hearing from folks out there in the field?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, of course, the grain prices. Of course, that we get the world economic trade under control. I think, you know, we're going to have some challenges. And, of course, this year, to compound everything that we're doing, we've got this election coming up in November that I think's got a lot of that. But, you know, some of the good things, we've got a good crop this year as far as our corn crop, and we've got so we've got blessings within all the negative you know, I think all of our farmers are suited up really right now for survival, and and they're working hard to work through this thing. I don't know of anybody that we're calling on or doing that says hey, I'm flying the white flag when you come by.
Right.
you know, what we have to do is, as an agriculture community, is work together. And, mm-hmm. and some of the things like what we've done, we've been creative through programming and mm-hmm. some equipment offerings that help will complement whether or not their balance sheet or their economic growth and equipment. It helps us with some inventory reduction, and it helps them on some available equipment at a good reasonable price. And like I said, you know, with the program we've got at hand, it has helped us survive, and it's mm-hmm. helped a lot of farmers end up with a good opportunity on some equipment that they may or may not have before. You know, in some economic times that are a little bit challenging right now for us in agriculture.
And I think it's what you have to do in this business, Tony. And I see, obviously, you're working with that. Just work with farmers and see where they are and help them get what they need in a way they can make it work for their farm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My whole goal in what we do each and every day and what drives me personally is to be a vital part of their farming operation. And I know that is the only reason why we're here. If we can't mm-hmm. be part of their operation, then we're not needed. We're just an equipment company. But we want to be a total equipment company, and whether that's through service, parts, and sales, and that's what drives us.
You guys are pretty involved in this community, too. LC was talking earlier. You guys are Farm Safety Day coming up in a couple of weeks up at the 4-H office, and then I think next week I'll be in Bowling Green. But being a part of this community just shows you're right here in Todd County and Russell and Logan County to be there when you need them.
Yes, sir. I mean, this is our family. I don't know what else you – I don't know how else you categorize that, but it uh-huh. you look at it as being our family. Right. And I mean, in what we're doing every day to support our family farms. And, you know, I go back to that where we were talking about where we see the generation farmers changing. Whether that's at the steering show, you know, where we see right. the steers and the FFA, all the stuff, and even the open house I was at in Butler County at Bannock Farms last week, it gives us a chance not to be with fellow farmers, but it gives us a chance to really see how the community has grown. And it's just a proud moment just to be part of that. And
we can't say any better than that, Tony. Thank you very much for visiting. We appreciate what you're here today. Sorry, yes, sir.
Thank you for having us. And our main goal here is to provide a service to our farming community and our agriculture partners here, and really our family. Absolutely. And if we can't do that, then I don't know what else we're here for. So as long as that's what we're here for, I'm with it 400%. So, and I appreciate everybody that gives us an opportunity each and every day to be part of their operation. Thank you, Alan. Ms. Bea, good to see y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all be safe as you travel today. Yeah. And just make sure you thank a farmer on the way and pat him on the back. And because the meal we eat today was brought to you by the American farmer.
That's right. You got that right. Well, amen. Can't say any better than that. That's for sure. Mr. Tony Jones with us, H&R AgriPower in Russell, celebrating Farm Safety Week. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT at 92.1 FM.